producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Segment, the customary little overdrive, kind of like a little piece of meat that dangles off the porterhouse steak. Let's go to Mary in New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hi, Al. I just wanted to make 2 points about Sandy Hook shooting.
Sure, go ahead.
So, thank God for you. Thank God for you. And in Sandy Hook, I want to say that all these different videos that were made, one of the videos that I looked at, because I believed all the stuff at first, too, somebody said they were sent records anonymously by a school board about the school being closed for something like 4 years because it was condemned. And
I mean, it'd been closed before. We've confirmed that. I mean, that's why they're so scared. I mean, they act really scared to give anything out on this.
The second point I wanted to make, I am a nurse. I was a nurse for 40 years, ICU, taught BLS. Nobody that was injured was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead by anyone.
And that's federal and state law. For folks who don't know, the medical examiner would lose their license, the coroner would lose their license, depending on what they call it in the county, and the police chief would get in big trouble. I mean, that was illegal. For folks that don't know, explain it to them.
People have to be pronounced dead by an MD, by a doctor. They cannot just close up the school. They have to be taken in. Any death of anybody taken to a hospital within 24 hours is a coroner's case and has to.
And if there's any foul play involved, the medical doctor can pronounce dead, but then cause of death is by the coroner under law, and you've got to have the medical exam or people go to jail.
That's right. There would be a big investigation, and none of the hospitals reported any people coming to any hospital. The police can't just decide they're dead and close up the school. That's ridiculous.
God bless you, ma'am. Tell that story. People listen to a nurse. I mean, my dad's been a physician. I've worked in and around hospitals. I know the rules, the law. It's just the whole thing is just really suspicious. They're covering something up big time. Eileen in California, KOMY, 1340 AM listener. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much, my brother, for you and your crew. You guys are awesome.
Please, no, we're all in together. Thank you. Go ahead.
You're all in our prayers. And I'd like to ask you how, if you would like to eliminate being called a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I mean, it's a label to say don't listen to these people. It's something they do. I mean, I'm a person that questions known liars. But there are people out there that just make stuff up. You call them conspiracy theorists. But it's been declassified. It's a CIA term. The Clintons ordered the media in 93 to use it to demonize anybody that opposed them.
Exactly.
That came out of the Clinton library 6 months ago.
Exactly. So I believe that God's given me a proprietary, more than one proprietary idea to be able to turn this around and be able to take the accusations of us being conspiracy theorists, labeling us in a derogatory way that we're
sure
out of our minds.
So what's your idea? What do we do?
Well, it's proprietary, so I want to know how I can get it into your hands. Can I meet you at Cal Jam, or are you going to be coming to Santa Cruz soon?
I am intending to go to Cal Jam. I want to go to I do want to go soon to speak again there at MZ stations that you're listening on. I've got to jump. Thank you so much for the call. My problem is I get sent so many great ideas that I can't implement one-tenth of them, or not even one-tenth, but like one-hundredth. So I feel bad. People send me stuff or ideas. I don't do anything with it because I'm so busy and so exhausted half the time. Then people think that I'm not caring. It's not pearls before swine. Well, I am kind of a pig-like creature, but it's pearls before somebody that can't pick them all up. I've been given so many pearls, I'm like, mountains of them, avalanches of them have crushed me. That's why don't wait for me to help you out. Get out there and bring it to market yourself. Great job to the crew. Nightly news coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We're live. Ante provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one that has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
So how close are we to actually having microchips implanted under our skin? Well, according to the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, we might be a lot closer than you think.
More now of our special coverage here tonight, life in the U.S. in 10 years' time.
The year is 2017. You're rushed to a hospital, unconscious with no ID or medical history, but thanks to a microchip under your skin, it's all there. Science fiction 20 years ago, but a biometric reality take.
In medical news tonight, a chip the size of a grain of rice could save your life.
I've just been chipped myself. It's not a painless process, but it doesn't last too long, not too difficult. Minor surgical procedure.
New microchip technology now makes it possible for the emergency room staff to find out about your medical history at the touch of a computer key.
At some point, we're all going to have RFIDs. It might be even in our fingers, where they require it with everything on it.
Instead of carrying credit cards or money, we will probably be implanted with chips.
And now, RFID microchips like this are being injected into humans.
I'm sorry, sir. Did you just say you would get one implanted in your arm?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Our driver's license will be on the RFID chip. Our credit card number, all our information will be on this one chip.
The chip is encased in unbreakable glass and is about the size of a grain of rice. The procedure is done with anesthesia and is relatively pain-free.
It felt pretty scary, but at the same time it felt very modern, very 2015.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
If hospitals purchase this detection equipment, the system will most likely start to include more and more people in those communities who will want the chips.
Wow. Interesting. Everybody could have one of those one day.
Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because, let's face it, we like you guys, but you're from Google.
It may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents.
Forget mobile phones. Your children and grandchildren may well want an implant instead.
You know, when we check out at the grocery store, we'll be swiping our own arm over the scanner, and that will be something we feel we can't live without.
It would be such a disadvantage to not have the implant, but it essentially becomes not optional.
Let's imagine a little bit what the future might look like if I could take your stem cell and put them on a chip, or your stem cell and put them on a chip. It would be a personalized chip just for you.
It turns over, but it doesn't stop. But the RFID reader antenna is here, so when I authenticate, the bike powers up. That's it.
Imagine if some of these machines could be made so thin, light, and portable, they could be attached right to the surface of your skin and go wherever you go.
There's some very sophisticated device functionality sitting on my skin.
Welcome to the future, specifically the checkpoint of the future.
It is envisaged that the passenger will be able to flow through the security checkpoint without interruption.
This is what IATA, which is the airline industry trade body, is hoping will become commonplace around the world, a sort of one-stop shop for security from the curb to the gate, as they say, with dignity.
Unless they disappear.
A microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
Mark my words, huh? More like the mark of the beast.
Even though it is called a tattoo, there is no need to pierce or puncture the skin. Instead, the device sticks on.
So what we can do then is we can take this device, laminate it on the skin.
It occurs to me, I've got them in my dogs. Why wouldn't I have them in small children?
There are also several products available to keep track of children. Many of them act as emergency cell phones and tracking devices, with some even able to display on a map the places your child has visited.
I told you we're giving you a nano tracker chip.
Yes.
To think something so small can connect you to everything that matters.
Because I'm in love with my kids' kids.
Aww.
Because my car lost control while driving.
Because now I'm looking out for both of us. Thank you, Satan.
Because I have diabetes, but it doesn't have me.
Because I'm an idiot.
Because I spend my life in the ER trying to save yours.
Darren McBreen of InfoWars, one of our researchers and host, put that piece together looking at the last 6, 7, 8 years of propaganda, just a snapshot, a skimming of the propaganda pushing implantable microchips. I remember 20 years ago being on air warning people about the plan to have the Internet of Things, smart dust, RFID chips in all products, RFID chips in all of the swallowable prescription pills, chips in children at birth, brain chips in the military, brain chips to buy and sell, brain chips to travel, chips under the skin to travel, and being called a crazy man, even though I had DARPA documents that were public, Federation of Scientists documents, all these other statements that this was the world that was being built and that every appliance would have tracker devices in it to then dial into all other devices and surveil everything you do for global carbon taxes. This was public 20 years ago in 1995, the year I launched InfoWars. And I would get up there on air and read MIT magazines and read trade publications and read Department of Defense reports that were public. I would read reports where the Secretary of Defense admitted that we had earthquake weapons, seismic weapons. It was in Army Times, April 28th, 1996, or 97. And I'm just kind of flashing back here to the thousands and thousands and thousands. I mean, there's got to be 15 articles a day about this just in today's news. So when I say thousands out of thousands of broadcasts, it's tens of thousands of total admissions of the set global plan to bring in a grid of basically omnipresent surveillance to not empower humanity but enslave humanity. And so I think about how far we've come from they'll never try to chip us in 1995 to 1998. Oh, Verichip, if you want to get in all these bars and restaurants and businesses in Europe and other areas, you've got to have a chip. The Baja Beach Club in Spain or the Baja Beach Club in Miami, if you want to get into the VIP champagne room with the models, you've got to have a chip. Isn't that fitting? And then, oh, the Mexican attorney general and over 1,000 of his workers have to get the chip. And now last week, Stockholm, microchipped office workers feel very modern using hand-implanted chips to open doors. That's in the Wall Street Journal just a few weeks ago, February 27th, after we reported it. And I point that out that we'll report it when it's in a trade publication, and then it's in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, saying how great it is. We'll first report saying they're using drones to spy on farmers and arrest people that build barns in Colorado or have, quote, wetlands. Oh, you're a kook, shut up, but then they report on it. Last week, London Telegraph, why your smartphone records everything you say. They go on to say the terms and conditions show that everything you're saying is being recorded and being sent back to be data mined. This is not me telling you this. And it's a malevolent plan. It's not a nice plan. It's not a good plan. It's a very, very wicked plan. And that's why they have the war on lemonade stands that Forbes reported on 2 years ago, because the enemy is any independent grassroots operation. Every few days I see articles in California or New Mexico or Texas or Vermont, this is just the last week or two, where they'll have like these parties where people get together and cook organic food, and a few hundred people show up at a ranch house and drink wine. And then the government every time shows up and says, you can't have a party. We say, because the donations made to pay for the food, this is a business, and it's not safe. No, what they don't want is people getting back to being humans and meeting in private where it's not a corporate system. They're annihilating the Amish around the country. They're annihilating them in South America. They're coming after them. The globalists are literally the Borg, coming after us. When I say literally, I mean stuff in Star Trek where it's the UN global government, UN flag, UN system, and you know the Borg come to assimilate everybody. That's art imitating life. That's predictive programming, basically. Well, I'm not going to be assimilated, and it's not that I'm against technology. It's that I fundamentally understand at every level that this is a premeditated program to get total control, not to empower humanity, but to end humanity as we know it. Now, I haven't hit the huge stacks of incredible news yet. We will when we come back. Hacked emails, Saudi money, finance Benghazi attack. Europe will face a new 9/11. We'll tie it into Hillary Clinton and her cover-up of her emails that could finally sink the witch, the Teflon witch. Congress's Homeland Security bill to Obama without conditions. Police overwhelmingly reject AR-15 cop killer ammo ban and...
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN. GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Cyrus, Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great grandchildren.
Richard just pointed out that we should add to that video intro on the Mark of the Beast that we just aired earlier clips from 1997.
So.
Where I got arrested for demonstrating and refusing a thumb scan, showing how the illegals could basically get driver's license, so it wasn't about security. The borders were wide open then. They're even more open now. And that I had my insurance card, my old driver's license, passport, and five other forms of identification. I had eight. Birth certificate, you name it, and that wasn't good enough. They wanted my biometric thumbprint. Because they want to force us off of cash to raise taxes to a point that they bankrupt society. And they know that when they're bankrupting a society, that will force everyone underground into an underground economy to survive. So they want those basic survival and adaptations and perseverance skills to be removed. So just as a primitive human with my head screwed on straight, I recognized, because I was a history buff, the historical repeat with the high-tech integration and overlay that was taking place. And I knew that our world was being converted to a prison planet, hence the launch of PrisonPlanet.com, in 1999, InfoWars in 1996, this radio / TV production system, 1995. And when I sit here and continually point out, we warned you, we warned you, we warned you, it's not to say we're great guys. It's to say we're telling you now the rest of the story and where this road leads us. And it leads us to a very bad place indeed. But the mind control, the distractions, the conditioning, the misdirection is so sophisticated that even as pediatric cancers in children, are up more than 10,000% in the West, even as neurological disorders are up several thousand percent just since the 60s, even as breast cancers are up multi-thousand percentage points, diabetes up multi-thousand percentage points, autism up multi-thousand percentage points, what is 1 in 25,000 30 years ago, 1 in 56 today? In fact, guys, will you give me the number on that? How many thousand percentage points increase that is with a calculator? How do you do that simple equation? 1 in 56, 1 in 52, they debate the numbers, they change every year. It's set to be 1 in 10 by 2025. But let's say 1 in 56... How big an increase is 1 in 56 from 1 in 25,000? Where if there was an autistic person, doctors would travel the country by train or by bus or by aircraft to marvel at the autistic child, to marvel at the unicorn, to marvel at this narwhal of rarity, of rarefied research. The same with children with pediatric cancer. Who have developed it. Very rare. They would come from all over the world to marvel at it. Now you can walk into any school or walk down the street and see the victims. I'm going to come back in a long segment and hit all the news, but we're under attack, and that's why there's no point in fighting with the low-level minions of the system that are compartmentalized. They're under attack as well. We have to transcend the divide and conquer of black against white, Arab against Jew, Protestant against Catholic, North against South, man against woman. We have to transcend that and realize the globalists are outside the box. They've transcended it. But they've transcended it from an evil, anti-human, greedy, selfish, elitist, arrogant, narcissistic, rage-based wings. On wings of disdain and hatred. They have scaled the heights. And we live in their world, their compartmentalized, programmed false reality. We're being eased into a false reality. Reality runs parallel to their false reality, but more and more people fall to the matrix, the proto-matrix. More and more fall to their smartphones and 10 hours of TV and video games and virtual reality. As the whole universe goes on around us, and the globalists aren't obsessed with reality TV and diversions, they're obsessed with conquering humanity to then merge with the machines, go to the next level, and they believe ascend to godhood. But for them to do that, they believe we must fall. They wish to destroy our free will and our destiny. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry, going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have my progeny people the stars and go to the next level. We now take you live. Pick it up, buddy.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night in Little Rock, My dad was over with my mother for dinner on Sunday night. And he said, will you please stop singing on shows? He said it's really horrible and it's out of tune most of the time. And you even know how to sing in tune. Why do you do it? And I said, Dad, I just can't help it. And I'm going to continue to do it because I'm teleprompter free and I'm obnoxious. And that's why people love the broadcast and put up with me, is because it's just real. And I got to have a little bit of fun here or I'll go crazy. You got to be a little nuts or you might go completely insane in a world like this. Where to begin? Where to start? There is so much to cover here. Well, this all ties into Hillary and to Homeland Security. I see a connection here to all this little constellation of articles. So let me hit this first. This is from Aaron Klein. It's in the emails out of Hillary's private secret email account that she even had her own servers for, showing the premeditated fraud when she was being subpoenaed on information to cover it up, which is called absconding or obstruction of justice, a conspiracy to hide criminal activity. That's why Sheila Jackson had to step down from the command base that she ran there at the EPA with all her carbon taxing, was because she got caught with a nom de plume. That is a pen name, an alias, and a fake email account. By fake email account, an email account that was not a governmental account that she was doing governmental business through. And Hillary has been caught with multiple accounts with nom de plumes conducting government business with a bunch of other aliases and code words. And I can tell you right now that these code word people are going to be folks like Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and then Hillary's known girlfriend that is a top administrator in the White House that she travels with and has been seen snuggling with in public, which is okay, fine. Just you know, don't deny it. If you're so proud of being a bisexual lesbian, then just announce it and eat the same food the kids eat the school lunch program. But, you know, I digress from there. All of this is beginning to come out now. But it ties into this story at WorldNet Daily right now. Saudi money financed Benghazi attack hacked email show. Intel reportedly sent to Hillary by Clinton White House staffer. An email reportedly sent to Hillary Clinton by former Clinton White House staffer Sidney Blumenthal quotes an intelligence source providing information that wealthy Sunni Islamists in Saudi Arabia funded the September 11th, 2012 attack on the U.S. special mission in Benghazi. You mean Saudi Arabia funded the takeover of Libya through Benghazi in the 2 years before that? And you mean they're involved? I mean, as if everyone doesn't already know this, but here it is yet again documented. The leaked emails were published by Russia Today, which says it was forwarded the emails from Blumenthal's AOL account by a hacker using the alias Guccifer, who they've got in prison right now. What is it, in Romania? Of course, turns out as a listener of this show. Guccifer reportedly hacked Blumenthal's email in March of 2013. Guccifer has since been identified as Marcel Lazar Leith, a Romanian hacker serving a 7-year sentence for hacking into accounts of Romanian government officials. He tried to meet with the New York Times and others to give him this, and of course, the New York Times didn't want it. So guess who does? The Ruskies. Doesn't mean the Ruskies are good guys, but that's why separation of powers are good in a government or in a world. Because national sovereignty acts like a firewall. And the fact that the Russians will publish this stuff that the New York Times won't, just like with Snowden, really worries the establishment. Remember, Guccifer was talking about the Bilderberg Group and global government, what he got out of government officials' emails? And he admittedly got into hundreds of them. And now the Russians have it all. Enjoy yourself, Hillary. The Russians don't appreciate the jihadis attacking them, trying to destabilize their entire country. They're going to burn you, witch, politically. Maybe just throw a bucket of water on you. I'll get you and your little dog, too, my pretty. These things must be done delicately. Let's continue here. The leaked emails were published by Russia Today and came from Guccifer, which they've been sitting on. They will have no wine until it's time. The alleged memos concern information Blumenthal says he gleaned about the Benghazi attack and the January 2013 hostage crisis at the gas complex in Algeria. And it goes on. That dovetails with this little doublet. Europe will face a 9/11 within 2 years. Colonel Gaddafi's cousin says they're going all throughout Europe. Within 1 year, 2 years, you will have another September 11. He's not threatening. He's saying the same al-Qaeda that has been given control of Libya and now make it a failed state, and they go, oh, Hillary screwed up. No, it was by design. Now are saying they're going to 9/11 Europe, and he's agreeing with that, and now the EU says they're bracing for a new 9/11. The FBI said last week, ISIS and al-Qaeda is in all 50 states suddenly, from being degraded and defeated and destroyed, to just back from the dead like the Phoenix, Frankenstein. Bigger, badder, meaner. And the answer is more taxes for Homeland Security and taking your freedoms and spying on everything you do and arresting Tea Partiers and arresting filmmakers and harassing pro-lifers with Homeland Security while the border stays wide open. That will protect us. Isn't that just special? Now, that then dovetails with Hillary and her other email scandals that tie into this. Clinton ran own computer system for her official emails. See, that's why Lois Lerner kept saying they lost the emails on a hard drive. They're always kept on a separate server. And then they would never say and block subpoenas and wouldn't answer subpoenas about where those servers were. And then once Congress even learned where they were, Congress suddenly didn't want them. So it's a big blackmail game up there at the top. The computer server that transmitted and received Hillary Clinton's emails on a private account she used exclusively for official business when she was Secretary of State traced back to an Internet service registry to her family's home in New York. It's Chappaquiddick. According to Internet records reviewed by the Associated Press, the highly unusual practice of a cabinet-level official, a highly illegal practice. Remember they took Obama's BlackBerry away? Because it can be hacked remotely. The highly unusual practice of a cabinet-level official physically running her own email would have gotten Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential candidate, impressive control over limiting access to her message archives. It would also distinguish Clinton's secretive email practices as far more sophisticated than some politicians because she's been CIA since out of high school, folks, including Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin. And then it just goes on. To break this down, Congress will probe Hillary Clinton's emails, another headline at a New York Post. Benghazi committee says Hillary used multiple personal email accounts, Politico. Maybe Hillary Clinton should retire her White House dreams, National Journal. Using private email, Hillary Clinton thwarted records requests. Well, who is Eric Hottenham, Clinton's private server listed under mysterious, untraceable name? Well, that's what Sheila Jackson did at the EPA, was a bunch of fake names. This is what criminals do, folks. Lisa Jackson, whatever the idiot's name is, teleprompter free. I get these names wrong sometimes. By the way, were you just on air, Nico?
I was not.
I will give a cigar to whoever in there, when you guys correct me or help me out. I think it adds to the show when I get something wrong, because I go 100% from memory most of the time, that you pop in and just correct me openly on air. We've had a lot of – how many meetings we had about this?
More than I can count.
You're on air right now, right?
I'm on air right now.
You are awesome. Nico Acosta does a fabulous job. I don't know how – I can get you guys, unless you think something's really inappropriate, I'd like to be corrected openly on air. Now, I understand you guys want to make sure you're correct. You usually are.
Be careful what you ask for.
Be careful what you ask for. Well, let's try it out. Let's just try what I want. How's that sound?
Copy that.
Thank you. Mold count is off the chart today in Austin, Texas. And it does not really hurt, other than the fact that it makes my voice particularly deep and annoying sounding. So I'm not trying to sound like this right now. This is what I sound like. This is what I sound like. Most people, when they hold their nose, sound like a mouse. This is what I sound like when my nose, that actually adds a twang to my speech, is not stopped up. and I am attempting as best I can to not sound like Smaug from the Hobbit movie. You disgusting lake man. Okay, where to go next? There is so much to get to. We do have Will King Helbig on the latest on the Sandy Hook cover-up. And I don't know what happened to Sandy Hook, but it's as phony as a $3 bill. Kind of like somebody radically swerving down the road, driving crazy. They're either having a stroke or an epileptic event or a diabetic shock, or they've had a half a gallon of Jack Daniels or something. And if I'm a cop, I'm pulling them over. And I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. Same thing with Sandy Hook. Just like 9/11, it is as phony as a $3 bill. Does that mean I know who printed it, who counterfeited it? Does that mean I know the whole story? No, I just know it's fake. They don't make $3 bills. They make $2 bills. They make $1 bills. They make $100 bills. They make $1,000 bills. They make $50 bills. They make $10 bills. They make $20 bills. They make $100,000 bills. What is the biggest bill they make? Is it $10 million? I don't know. Interesting factoid. But long story short here today, 9/11 has been proven to be a fraud. Bare minimum of stand down, Saudi Arabia running the attacks, 9/11 Commission report sealed but leaked. Pretty big deal. Do we get apologies from the 9/11 truth community who have been demonized, persecuted, and attacked? No. And now we told you within days of Benghazi that it was Saudi Arabia in a hit to take out the ambassador who was not going along with transferring three warehouses of high-power kinetic weapons, surface-to-air missiles, anti-tank missiles, you name it, by the tens of thousands to al-Qaeda. And he had to be killed so that whatever al-Qaeda is going to do now, changing their name to ISIS, can shoot down airliners, blow stuff up, hold the West hostage, then the government can take our liberties and freedoms in the name of protecting us, and there's plausible deniability because they were fenced out to a bunch of crazy jihadis. And that is a big, fat, juicy, false flag in the making. So, I don't know exactly what they're planning. I haven't put all the pieces together about what's going on, but let me tell you something. It's not good. It's nasty, it's bad, it's serious, and it has world-shaking provocations in the mix. And if you expand on all of that, you can see how terrorism and a destabilizing global list of proxy war conflicts are going to be used to bring in this planetary regime. But don't criticize radical Islam in the totalitarian, authoritarian, control freak ivory towers of higher education, where most degrees give you nothing but a giant student loan system that you'll never be able to pay off. Here's the headline from Campus Forum. You can't make fun of terrorists at the University of Minnesota. The Minnesota Republic published a back cover mocking terrorists in 2011. But that doesn't matter. The University of Minnesota's funding committee said that the cover demonstrated an overt lack of sensitivity. See, free speech is null when it's not sensitive to the portrayal of members of the Arab world. So you could show, you know, a crazy Yosemite Sam, and they'd say that hurts cowboys' feelings. Such material could, according to the committee, compromise the cultural harmony. So your free speech ends when it hurts harmony. That is cult-like control. Compromise the cultural harmony of the campus. No student or student group at a public university should have to fight for their First Amendment rights. But as I'm preparing for graduation in a few short months, that's exactly what I find myself doing, fighting for the rights of my student publication. I want to get this newspaper writer, the student newspaper writer on. At the Minnesota Republic, we pride ourselves in standing up freedom of speech on campus because we might not exist without it. In the future, close attention may be paid to the content published by students of the Conservative Voice to ensure that any material that is protected with student fee funds does not compromise, this is a letter, the cultural harmony of the campus. Our publication, derived from the University of Minnesota Students for Conservative Voice, allow students on campus to share their viewpoints no matter what, even if they are considered offensive. The image was one of the students sending out a photo saying the Minnesota Republic terrorists hate it with a toy AK-47. So don't dress up at Halloween as a geisha girl or an Islamic terrorist or anything, because it must be politically incorrect and hurt somebody's feelings. And so now the committee has come out and said that they are not to do that, or they will get basically sanctioned. But they're now questioning the student newspapers' headlines as well. So there you go. That's the type of stuff that's going on. Meanwhile, Congress sends Homeland Security bill to Obama without conditions. That's right. Obama can do whatever he wants with all the money and can basically direct Homeland Security as a dictator, just like on every other front he is. That way they can have plausible deniability and say that they, as Republicans, didn't go along with Homeland Security running Obamacare, Homeland Security giving free tuition to the illegals, Homeland Security paying to ship people here, Homeland Security engaging on all this. They can just say, here, you do whatever you want. And by the way, Bernanke's in the news when we come back. Bernanke wants the U.S. president to declare economic emergencies and future crisis and basically take over from Congress. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about this in 2013 when Obama signed an executive order saying that for any emergency, including economic, he could suspend Congress. Here's the article. Ex-Treasury official, Obama could use debt crisis to seize total power. President could declare national emergency, pass executive order, because it's already in place as an executive order, but he can put out another order and suspend Congress. We'll go over that coming up. And the point is, Congress won't get suspended by the dictator if they go ahead and just become vestigial, ceremonial, well, hind wipers of the...
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Now, it's subscriber. The daytime radio slash TV show is free to the public, free to air, InfoWars.com/show to find the high-quality video streams, the free audio streams, the free podcasts, the free Droid apps, the TuneIn apps, all of it. And remember, it's key to get that information and spread it to friends and family and neighbors and attach it to your email and just promote freedom and different outlets that tell the truth everywhere you are, because we are in an info war. Now, I've been telling people that for 20 years. Hillary Clinton started saying it 2-3 years ago and saying that she's losing the info war. And yes, witch, Guccifer, keep saying Guccifer, they corrected me. Guccifer broke in, got the intel, has now leaked it. Doesn't matter, he's sitting behind bars now. He may now single-handedly bring down Hillary Clinton with the Benghazi intel. That's just an example of how you think you're going to take us down, you're going to get taken down in the process. So just understand that. Coming up, I'm going to get into the ex-Treasury official. Obama could be using debt crisis to seize total power. Now that ties into the new article. Bernanke wants the U.S. president to declare economic emergencies in the future. So they're starting to float that now, even though it's already on the books. Nations all over the world confess to carrying out false flag terrorism. There's more than 60 examples in this article, and I'm going to try to cover this in the third hour. It'll probably take me 15, 20 minutes. Well, no, they give 54 examples. I wrote down 10 more, at least. They don't even list them all here. So we're going to that article from Washington's blog that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also coming up, will Obama be blamed if reality TV star's murderer is a dreamer, that is an illegal alien? Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa is demanding answers as to whether the suspected murderer of three people is an illegal. Well, you know they are, because there's a cover-up going on of what their status is. Police overwhelmingly reject AR-15 cop killer ammo ban, saying it's a total fraud and a way to restrict the Second Amendment. Major police organizations and groups are tweeting saying, don't use the Constitution and our constitutional office to overthrow the Constitution. They understand what it is. But they can ban a bunch of 223 folks. They can ban anything. We're also going to get into Justice Department finds racial bias in Ferguson police practices. I don't know. In my experience, the police have been so militarized. If a bunch of people come out and get in their face and there's any looting going on in amongst the group, throwing things at them, it's going to get bad. And, of course, the police did do a lot of bad stuff there. Our reporters were there. That doesn't mean, though, that we should then go out and shoot police randomly in the head. Coming up, McDonald's new menu policy will only use chickens raised on antibiotics. That's a big victory. That's coming up as well. Briefly, at the end of this hour, this broadcast is listener-sponsored by people like you. I want to salute you and thank you. And to do that, we're offering what's left of the Super Female Vitality. That's great for men as well. The Super Male Vitality Herbal Complex is sold out. It'll be weeks till we get more. Super Female is almost sold out. At current sales rates, it'll be gone in a couple days. 30% off until it's all sold out, because I want you to try it and see how amazing it is. And I know you'll be hooked and then become a regular buyer of it and help fund our operation. It's a win-win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. Lung Cleanse, the X2, two bottles of that. Get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Booster. All of it, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139 to take advantage of these sales.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prisonplanet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.